you will only trust me, he says. What a special friend Jesus is. If you will just trust me, your situations, put them in his hands. Trust him. Trust him, my Lord. I'd like for you to turn your attention just a moment, if you would, to Matthew's gospel. I'm going to be reading from the 22nd chapter, beginning with the 34th verse. Matthew 22, beginning with the 34th verse. And it says, but when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered themselves together. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him. Teacher, which is the great commandment of the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all of the law and prophets. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. God desires a better relationship with you. God desires a better relationship with you. You know, when we talk about serving the Lord and praising the Lord, we praise him as a congregation. We have our corporate prayers. It seems that we get together and praise him, and that's good. As a matter of fact, God would have us to do that. But God wants us to know that he wants a one-on-one relationship with us. He wants each one of us to recognize him as their God. He wants each of us to know how special we are to him. He wants to have a special relationship with you. You know, if we go through the scriptures, we find back in the very beginning, in Genesis, the first chapter, we find that God created man in his own image. But then as you get into the second chapter, Moses goes into some more detail, and there you find that he was made us from the dust, and after he had molded us and made us, he blew into us the breath of life, and God knows he made us special because he loved us so very much. We became living souls. If you think back about it, all the things that God created, he was able to create anything he wanted, and he did all that he wanted. He could have waved his hand and created 10,000 men standing on a hill, but he didn't do it that way. We were special. Man is God's special creation. He didn't just speak us into existence. He blew into us the breath of life after taking us out of the soil. James Weldon Johnson expanded on this a little bit. He said that he stooped down by the bed of a river and scooped up some clay and molded into us. He recognized that there was something special about God's love for us. And God's love hasn't changed. God wanted man to be very special to him, and we are very special. And we're not just special as a group. We're special individually. Every one of us, God wants each one of us to have that kind of relationship with him, that special relationship with him. He wants us to know that we are special to him, and somehow the things that he has done are to make us love him enough to want to have that special relationship. We need to realize how much God loves each one of us. I suppose this is not just a sermon. Maybe this is a conversation between me and each one of you who are sitting here. I know that you know God loves you. I know that you know how powerful he is. And we just talked about how in the creation, he created us in a special way. We're special to God. And God wants a special relationship with each one of us. He wants us to know who he is and to know that he's there for us and he loves us. The choir was singing, we can depend on him. He's there for us. We know that he's there. Just have faith and believe he loves us just that much. He cares about us. Last week, we talked a little bit about the fact that we need to have this relationship, and we're focused on the will of God that somehow we just seem to stay outside of, doing everything we're big enough to do. But this week, I want to talk about the relationship, and I want to talk more about God's love, the fact that he loves us so much and wants us individually, every one of us, to recognize that love that he has for us. I can tell you about his love. You know, the song says, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. But you know what? It's not just that the Bible told me so. The fact that he loves me isn't something that I read. The fact that he loves me isn't something that I heard from somebody else. The fact that he loves me is something that I've experienced. Because you see, I've gone through some things, and when I went through situations, I found that he was right there with me. I feel a little bit like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I've been in some fire, but when I was there in my difficult situations, he was right there with me. I feel maybe like Daniel. I've been in some lion's dens. And when I was in there, I knew I wasn't all by myself. I knew he was going to bring me out of that lion's den. Lion's den. Some folks say, oh, go to work. That's the lion's den for me. And some folks say that they get to church and they find like it feel like it's in a lion's den. Don't know what those folks are saying. Don't know what they're thinking. No, we need to get, we're going to get to that a little bit later, but I want to talk to you about the fact that we go through situations, and when we go through situations, it's so good to know. It's so good to know that he has a relationship with us, and he wants it to grow stronger and stronger. Somebody might say, well, I've been a preacher a long time. I've got a great relationship with the Lord. God wants a better relationship with you. No matter how long you've been serving him, no matter how well you think you might know him. Somebody said, well, I really haven't been living like I ought to. I don't have much of it. Well, God wants to work on that relationship. God wants you to know how much he loves each one of us. He sent Jesus in the world for you. He sent Jesus in the world for you so that he'd be able to die and to create a situation where you weren't covered with sin, but rather would be able to have that reconciliation with God. God loves each one of us. He knows what each one of us is doing. He knows what our lives are all about. He knows where we are. There's nothing more special than relationships. You know, if you look at our lives, most of us can sort of define our lives based on our relationships. You look at the parents that we had. We didn't choose our parents, but somehow that relationship was important. You learned a lot out of that relationship. And your siblings, you learned from them. The relationships were strong and beautiful. After you get past that, most of the relationships are relationships that you choose. And somehow you look at some and say, well, that was the wrong decision, and that relationship went on too long, and that relationship was a problem and brought me down. Relationships, some of us have gotten into groups where that group wasn't doing the right thing, but we were a part of the group and we went on anyhow. Some of us find that we're in groups where they serve the Lord and it makes you feel good just about praising the Lord. All kind of different groups you can get into. Also, we look at our marriages. We can look at the ones we chose, who God put into our lives. Yesterday, we were at a 30th anniversary of a wedding. And it was beautiful. But you know, while we were there, there were two other couples who on that day were celebrating their 28th anniversary of taking the vows. So many marriages go on, and they're beautiful. And somehow they get those who are in those marriages, when it's right, get stronger and stronger. They each other's strengths strengthen the other. It gets to be beautiful. But there are some who get into situations where it seems that marriage wasn't what it ought to be. You chose it yourself. You didn't ask God about it. And you find that it's a situation that's relationships. Relationships. Talking about lions, then I can remember back when we decided it was decided that we were going to build a new church. And I was here, and it seemed like God had just told me that's exactly what to do. And we're going to build this church. Well, I didn't realize that it was a lion's den. Seemed like the right thing to do. We had outgrown the church. And I said, we're going to do it. And I found some roaring. I was in a lines then. And it brought me down. Somehow I knew that I had to get this right, and I had a relationship I felt with the Lord, and he was telling me what to do. I knew what the relationship was, and Barb said, well, you're having a problem. You need to work on your relationship and get God to tell you if that's really what he wants you to do. And so she paid for, we went to Bavarian Inn yesterday. She paid for 3 days. She paid for 3 days for me to go to Bavarian Inn so I could be with the Lord all by myself. 3 days to be with the Lord, just to pray and talk to him, see what he had for me. That relationship, I felt it was strong, but I needed to make sure hear what he was really saying to me. So three days she had paid for, but I was up there half a day, and God told me, come back down here. I have a relationship where the Lord will fuss with me every now and then. He tells me what he wants to do. He told me already what I was supposed to do, and I was up in the mountain somewhere. Lord, as you can see, we did build the church, and we came back. But sometimes you find yourself in situations where you got to say, is this what the Lord really wants? We need to realize that we have to have that one-on-one relationship with God. Whatever it is you're going through, talk to him about it. Talk to him about it. Make sure that you're listening to him. Sometimes, you know, we get into prayer with Lord, and we say, well, I need to talk with my friend Jesus. And we talk and we talk and we get up and haven't listened to see what he had to say with us. We don't know what he was saying. We just know that we told him everything that was on our heart. Jesus wants us, God wants us to have one-on-one relationship with him. Recognize how much he loves us. Recognize he wants each one of us to consider him a friend like no other friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Died for us. What a special, special friend we have in Jesus. Whatever we're going through, whatever our situation is, we can have friends, and that's okay. But our best friend is Jesus. And as good as he already is, as good as that relationship might already seem to you, he wants it to get stronger and stronger. He wants you to go closer and closer to him. How are you going to demonstrate that you love him? How are you going to let him know how serious you are about that relationship? He went on to say there's a second part to that. He wants you to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and everything that's in you should be loving the Lord. He said, but I want you to go to another step. He said, if you look at the law and the prophets, you'll say it tells you that, but go a little further. It also says love your neighbor as yourself. Somehow, I guess God wants to have that special relationship with each one of us. But he's not satisfied with that. He wants us to go a little bit further. Wait a minute, Reverend Stinger, you said that was most important. Well, it is the most important. But he wants us to go a little bit further. He wants us to love him with all of our hearts. He wants us to have a relationship with him where we can talk to him and find support when we need it from him. But he wants us to reach out to those who are around us, because somehow we need to bring them closer to him as well. We need to have relationships with those who are all around us, those who are going through something. We need to be willing to throw our arms around them and help them through what they're going through. We need to be there for them. That's what the Lord wants us to do. No matter how far down they may be, no matter how far out of touch with the Lord they may seem to be, he wants us to have a relationship. He wants us to be good enough to reach out and pull them out of what they're going through, no matter what it is. You don't have to be your best friend. But you need to go and show those who are around. Neighbor, I guess you might say. Somebody on your same street needs something. Wait a minute. What if not on your same street? Needs something. What if they're going through a problem and they need something? He wants you to reach out to anybody. He told, when was asked about it, he said, you know, there was a Samaritan who went along the road. And he saw somebody on the side. We know the story. That one who was on the side of the road had been beaten up and kicked, and he who was on the side of the road was an Israelite. And this Samaritan came down the road after a preacher had gone by. I guess it wouldn't say preacher, but we know we want to make it preacher, so it matches up with our church. The church leader came by. And I suppose you'd say if it was the church leader, I would expect that man who was there, who had probably been at service that day, would have a relationship with the preacher. But I guess it wasn't a good relationship because the preacher wasn't sure he wanted to stop. As a matter of fact, not only did he not stop, he went over to the other side of the street. May have had a good reason. Don't know what the story was, but he went to the other side. But you know, you don't just have relationships with the shepherd and with the leadership. Sometimes you have relationships with the deacons. But somehow there was a deacon who came by as well. And I believe he went on the other side of the street. I believe that they had seen, probably shook hands together, maybe even hugged while they were in service. Thought they had good relationship, but he was leading him on the side of the road. But that Samaritan, they weren't even supposed to like each other. But that Samaritan, as he walked along the side of the road, he saw him there. And he recognized that he was in need. And he considered him to be somebody the Lord would have him to reach out and touch. God wants us to have a good relationship with him. But he wants us to have good relationship with all who we come in contact with. That Samaritan realized that this man had a terrible situation. And he used his wine to pour on his wounds. And he gave him his donkey to ride on to take him back to the inn. And when he got back to the inn, he kind of ran out of money. But he told the innkeeper, when I come back, I'll pay you anything that you spent on this situation. Relationships. That's all I want to talk with you about this morning. God wants us to have a stronger and stronger relationship with him. He wants us to talk with him every day. Not just when you're going through something. He wants us to have conversations with him, whatever our situation might be. And not just to thank him, but to praise him and to be in touch to find out what it is he might want to say with us. Spending some time with the Lord is important. He wants that relationship. Just as husband and wife need to have relationships one with another. Just as sisters and brothers need to have relationships one with another. The God of the universe, that all-powerful God of the universe, wants to have that kind of relationship with you. He knows who you are. He knows all of your strong points. He knows where you're weak. He knows the situations that you're in. He just wants to have a relationship with you, where you recognize him as your friend, and that relationship will just continue to grow. Go through something, your relationship grows stronger. The scriptures, I joy in tribulation. Those problems I go through, that they make me stronger. Every time God brings me through something, I realize how strong our relationship is, and that makes my relationship even stronger. He loves us. We were created out of the dust. He blew the breath of life into us because we were special. Each one of us are special to God. And he wants those who are around us to be special to us. Relationships. Relationships with those who are poor. Relationships with those who are down. Relationships even with those who are outside of the will of God, that you might bring them closer to God. God wants a relationship with us, and he wants us to have relationships with those who need to know him better, with those who are all around us. Relationships. Beautiful relationships. Difficult relationships. Whatever the relationships, they need to go stronger and more positive and more in the way that God would have them to go. You know what? There may be some folks here who, when you talk about relationships, they could tell you and just list maybe one or two relationships with somebody that's really bad, a terrible relationship. I believe that those should be relationships that you focus on to try to make that relationship more of what God would have as a relationship among you, those who you're around. That one who somehow every time they open their mouth, they get on your nerves. That not every time, no. That one who seems to always find something that's wrong with what you're doing. I'm just listing some things because you might find some of these are the ones that you are thinking about. Those who say you never get anything right. Those who feel that you're the wrong person for that position. Those who feel they could do what you're doing so much better than what you're doing. All the different things that you, different situations. Those folks, I believe God would have you to consider them to be challenges. Challenges that you embrace. Challenges that you work on. So that you'll be able to say that you have a positive relationship with whoever that is who causes you to cringe, causes you to feel like I don't want to spend much time here, and I hope it's a good thing I got caller ID, because we need to make sure that we don't allow ourselves to allow that to go on, but rather to recognize that we need to tear down those walls and become more of what God would have us to be. More of what God would have us to do. He wants us to have a relationship with him that grows stronger and stronger. No matter how good your relationship is, God wants a better relationship with you. And no matter how many relationships you have, God would have you to have every one of them to grow more positive in the Lord. Do that. Work on it. We as a church need to be praying for one another, loving one another, caring about one another. When we go to the scripture, we don't have to think about all the negative things that but we look at the positive things. We as a household of faith need to realize that God would have us to have that kind of relationship with all of us who are here. God wants us to have a household of faith where we can depend on those who are in this household to be there for us during our difficult times. Just think about it. Just pray about it. A better relationship with God, but that also requires a better relationship with God's people. Work on it. Pray about it. Ask God to help you to become more of what you would have to be, what he would have you to be in all of your relationships. Let's talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, we thank you, Father, that you loved us so much. That even after you had created us in that special way and we had fallen away in sin, you made a way for us to get back to you. And we want to thank you for that. Though we were soiled and you washed us clean with the blood of Jesus. Clean so that we'd be able to have a relationship with you. Clean so that we'd be able to stand before you and pray like we're praying right now. We thank you, Father. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for this relationship. Father, we feel already that you're on our side and you show us love so much and so often. Somehow the things that we've gone through, each trial, each tribulation, every test has made us stronger and our relationship with you has grown stronger. But we just ask, Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, that we focus on the fact that you love us so much that you want that relationship to grow stronger. You don't just want us to stop and talk to you on Sunday morning. You don't want us to just come to Sunday school. You want us to be in touch with you on a regular basis, to talk to you early in the morning and thank you for what you brought us through, a night that we had no control over. In the morning, Father, we know that you're there for us. But Father, we know you're with us all day long. And we ask that somehow during our moments that we need to be in touch, we realize that you're right there. And we have a relationship with the God of the universe, a relationship that grows stronger and stronger, not because you're changing, Father, but because each one of us are changing and becoming closer. Father, we don't want this to be a one-sided friendship where all the love comes from you. We want to show you our love. We want to demonstrate the way we care and feel about you. So we ask, Father, somehow you help us to grow stronger and stronger in you, that we might be able to have that relationship you would have us to have. And somehow, Father, let us tear down barriers that we might be able to have the kind of relationships that we need to have with the world, and especially with those who are a part of this household of faith. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the relationship that we have already. But thank you, Father, for encouraging us and making us realize that the relationship can grow stronger and stronger if we'll just hold on to your hand, trust in you, and recognize that you, the God of the universe, desire a better relationship with each of us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
He wants that relationship. Jesus came and died to enable us to have
that relationship. Give us the opportunity to come before God. All those barriers of sin have been moved away. That doesn't mean we're not sinning anymore. The barriers have been moved because Jesus has paid the price for all of our sins. Is there somebody who wants to say yes to the Lord? He's been waiting for you, patiently waiting for you. He knows who you are. He knows how far you've gone from the path of righteousness. He knows all about you, and he loves you. He wants that relationship, that special relationship. Is there somebody who wants to say yes? Or maybe there's somebody who's already accepted the Lord. And you made some commitments of things you were going to do, places you were going to go, and how you're going to walk for him. And somehow you're not where you made those commitments. You're not able to fulfill them in the place where you said yes to the Lord. But if you feel good here in this household of faith, if you feel like you'd like to help us as we struggle to try to become more of what God would have us to be and to accomplish will in this place, in this area, if you'd like to come become a part of this household of faith, become a part of us here, why don't you come on, my Lord? God bless you all.